Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Anjul's bedtime stories, I think. I'm not quite sure. Let's see if it's time for Anjul's bedtime stories. 'Cause it's going to be so much fun. We have so many things to talk about. Some of you have already gone to school, and we think some of you are still outside. Well, it sounds as though we have some kids who aren't quite ready, but some kids are excited about it, and they were cheering for us. Are you cheering for us, boys and girls? Well, we know that it's fun to be able to be with your friends, fun to be able to know exactly what you want to do when you come inside. You want to make sure that you know exactly what type of list, because there's so many things to do before you go to bed. But let's hear what some kids think with when they're thinking about going to bed. They believe in all kinds of things, and let's hear them.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be
an
actress.
I want to be a model.
Now that we know some of the things that some of you would love to be, and you have it in your head, and you've even told your mommy and daddy and your aunts and uncles, so much so that we better not forget to say good day to them and thank them so much for coming on board today. Because this is so special because of you. Every one of you are so special. That's why it's such a special day. And we're glad that you came back to join Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories, because we want to hear a lot of stories and we want to make sure that we do everything in order when we're going to bed, because we don't want to forget anything. So what have you been doing, boys and girls? What has been different for you in September? I'm not sure. Well, you know, some boys and girls said that they have to go to school. Wow. Is that what's happening to you, boys and girls? I know that even some boys and girls have to go to the babysitter. Is that what's happening to you? And some of you boys and girls just have to make sure that you are ready to go to bed. And with that, we know you have to have that bedtime list to make sure that you don't forget anything. But we want to not forget anything either. So we want to say good day to Grandma, good day to Grandpa, and Aunt and Uncle, and Aunt Baby, and Uncle Randy, and oh my goodness, there's just so many people. Well, make sure that you don't forget. So let's go over the bedtime list. Are you ready? Oh, I hear over there. Oh, Lena says that she wants to make sure that she has her favorite pink table pajamas, and they're really nice and pink. And I hear Robin. Robin says that he can't forget his Batman costume. And Tony said he has a cowboy outfit. Well, did you have your slippers? Did you get your water? Did you get your toothbrush? Let's see.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
Check that off your list.
Many things, and that's why we have to have that song played for us, because we want to make sure that we don't forget anything. Because if we forget it and we're in bed and we're sleeping, we won't be able to do it because our eyes will be closed and the nice cover will be over us and we'll be sound asleep. And I don't think we can even hear with our ears. So we better make sure that we do every single thing on there that we talked about. Well, I want to read this quick little book called Five Little Ducks, and it was illustrated by Jose Orego and also Adrian Dury. Now, this is a quick little book because it's a counting book, and we want to make sure that you can count, because this is the time that we're going to school. So anything that we can do to show that we know our numbers, or we know our ABCs, or we know our new friend's name, we want to make sure that we let them know. So again, what was this book called? Was it called 10 Little Ducks? Maybe 30 Little Ducks? 2 Little Ducks? No, silly, it was 5 Little Ducks. You got it. So let's say, ready? Hold up one hand. So we want to know exactly what 5 is, because the book says 5 Little Ducks. That's the name of the title. But when someone asks you, how many boys and girls do you have in your family, and you're the only one, you'll be able to say the number. Or maybe you have a brother and a sister. Then you can say 1, 2, 3. Or maybe it's just 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, in this case, boys and girls, there was 5 ducks. So that's one big hand. And maybe your older brother, or maybe you've heard your cousins, or maybe you heard your mom and dad say, give me 5. And that's your whole hand, because we have 5. Okay, here we go with 5 little books. Oh my goodness, it's not 5 little books, it's what? Oh my goodness, it was 5 little ducks. So here we go. Now this is also a Rafi book, so I know some of you are very familiar with that, and you see that, and maybe you didn't go to school because you were younger. But here we go. 5 little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only 4 little ducks came back. 4 little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, quack, quack. But only 3 little ducks came back. 3 little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only 2 little ducks came back. 2 little ducks went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But only 1 little duck came back. 1 little duck went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, quack, quack. But none of the 5 little ducks came back. Oh my goodness, boys and girls. How do you think your mom would feel if none of you came back? She looked everywhere. She looked under the leaves. She looked up in the sky. Sad mother duck went out one day over the hill and far away. Mother duck said, quack, quack, quack. And all of the little 5 ducks came back. The end. Now she was happy, and so were the little ducks. And boys and girls, were you happy too to find out that the ducks all came back and now they could fly instead of just waddling around? Did that make you happy too? It made me happy. In fact, it even made me smile. Well, we know that one of those lists was to get ready to get into the bathtub. Now, what is the thing that you like to take to the bathtub with you? Oh, Johnny, I don't think that you want to take your tractor truck in there. I don't know what would happen to the wheels. And oh, my goodness, look at you. There's your favorite slippers. No, Jane, I don't think that would be a great idea. So I think that I know what would be really good. What did I hear? What did I hear? Duncan said a rubber ducky. Let's hear about the rubber duckies, boys and girls. I know. I have a yellow rubber ducky, and he floats in the water, and he's so cute, and he never even sinks.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth, and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vovo-fodio, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend, it's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rub-a-dub-dubby.
Rub-a-dub-dubby.
You're so fine. And
oh,
I'm
yes,
lucky
you are.
That you're mine. Rub-a-ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. All right, y'all, let's get wet.
Don't forget those elbows.
Yeah. Rubber ducky, come over here. You are the dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean? Every day when I make my way to the tubby,
ooh,
I find a little fella who's cute, yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine.
Well, boys and girls, if you have something to say, or even mom and dad, you can call us at 914-338-0695. Now, just in case you didn't have your pen because you were still in the bathtub, it is 914-338-0695. Thank you so much for joining us. And now that we know what our bedtime list is, and we've already done our bath, and we're putting on our PJs, let's get ready for a story. Well, this week we're talking about going back to school, and also that means that we're not as little as we were before. So we have to be someone else's little baby boy or little baby girl. And we have a story with Grandpa, and we have a story talking about our first day, and we have a story talking about we're designed by God, so we must be special. I know that all of you are special, and when you go meet new friends and you see your teacher, you find out how special you are. Start off with being special, because, you know, when you are at a new situation or a new place, sometimes you might not feel quite special because now everything is a little different. You're not the only one in the house anymore. There's some new people that you've never even met. But we want you to know that you're still special, and those new people that you're meeting are going to find out how special you are too. Now, this little book is called Designed by God, So I Must Be Special. Now, it's a carrot builder. Not a carrot builder. A character. Although you are a carrot for your mom and dad, because you are so special. And you know what carrots do? They make you see better. They're for your eyes. And when your parents and your teachers and your friends see you, they know that you are special too. And we just talked about the eyes, so that I can see all the beautiful things around you and me, like turtles and goldfish and little bugs galore, and when my very best friend comes knocking at the door. There are butterflies of every color, bunnies, frogs, and puppies too, rainbows, kittens, and apples, just to name a few. I love candy apples. He gave me my ears so that I could hear all the many sounds from far and near, like the robin in her nest who sings night and day, and when my mom says, I love you, in her very special way. That's sweet lullaby. She sings to me each night as she gently tucks me in bed and turns out the light. I love you, which is what we're talking about doing too. Going to bed. He gave me my nose so that I could smell and all of Grandma's cookies and goodies and other things as well, like sugar-coated rainbow chunks and marshmallow delight or caramel candy popcorn, which is yummy to my bite, and the smell of fresh baked pizza, cookies, brownies, and candies too. What about the smell of red roses he created for me and you? Yum, that smells so good. He gave me my skin so that I could feel all those great sensations that are warm and real, like when my mom hugs me and tickles my back, or when my little dog jumps up into my lap. That there is where I soak in the tub after a cold, rainy day. Then that squeeze from my dad after he's been away. Feels good. He gave me my body so that I could be free to experience this world around you and me, like jumping rope and running and climbing big trees or playing freeze tag. You're it. No, I'm not. And maybe looking for bees. I don't think so. Also fishing and swimming, just to name a few. And chasing my friends, and we're going to have new ones, both old and new. He gave me my mind so that I could dream of lollipop castles and moats of ice cream. I can think and plan and invent with my mind. What a wonderful tool I was so lucky to find. I can imagine and dream. Oh, what a great thrill. I can go where I want by the act of my will. He gave me my heart so I could feel the many tender feelings that he made so real. Like the hurt in my heart when a tiny bird falls from its nest and I pick him up gently and tenderly give him my best. Or that super good feeling when my aunt hugs me real tight, then looks in my eyes and smiles with delight. He gave me my spirit so that I could know that he's always beside me every place that I go, to to love me, to protect me, to show me the way, to be there in hard times as well as each day. He designed me with special talents, gifts, and abilities, you see, which lets me know that he has something special in mind for me. God made me special. So, boys and girls, that was such a wonderful book, and we just wanted to let you know that you are a special child, and that when you go to school or go to the babysitter, that you know that you're so special. So you will be able to spread the joy to everyone that meets you when you meet other new friends. So, boys and girls, we know, and now you know, because you know exactly what to tell them, because you're so special for all the talents that we mentioned above. And I want you to hear the song from James Taylor, You've Got a Friend. We'll just listen to it for a few minutes.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, oh, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me and soon I will be brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name and you know wherever I am I'll come running. Oh,
see, boys and girls, they'll know your name when you go to school, because that's one of the fun things about it. You're making new friends, and your teacher will give you a name tag so that everybody will know exactly who you are. I think that's great, don't you? Thank you for the support, and that's exactly what's going to happen to you when you go to school. When they know who you are, they'll go, oh, I think that's a really good idea. Let's do it. Yay! Well, let's read a little bit about the first day of school. And not only are you having a little bit of doubts on what will happen, but there's this sea monster who lives under the ocean, and this is his first day in school, and he is wondering how it will be. Well, this book is called Sea Monster's First Day, and he's going to school. Yes, there is a school in the ocean because you've heard of, there was a school of fish. Well, this is exactly what we're talking about. And this was written by Kay Messner, and it was illustrated by Randy Ash. So are you comfy in your bed? Are you laying back? Did you give your Nana, or did you give your mommy or daddy or your aunt or your babysitter a hug right now? Start off the book. Here we go. This is it, my mother said. You're a big sea monster now, Ernest. Remember to introduce yourself, play nicely, and use your imagination. I'm sure you'll have lots of fun. And our little baby sea monster, his eyes are really wide open. Ernest is like going, I guess so. I left little Nessie in my new cubby and set off to make some friends. Rules. Oh. Number one, keep your flippers to yourself. Number two, don't eat the Mimos. Number three, no blowing bubbles. And, of course, no pinching crabfish. Number five, play fair.
Ooh, I don't know.
Well, I tried joining games. Something always went wrong. Polo, Marco, Polo, Marco, Polo!
Uh-oh, maybe that was just a little bit too loud.
Well, at the playground, there was no room for me on the jungle gym. And when I asked for a turn on the swing, everybody swam away. I tried to introduce myself like Mom said. Hello, my name is Ernest. You know, an Ernest is a bigger fish than most of the other fish. It felt like everybody was always a part of the group. The private school perch. The private school smelt only, perch only. Now some of the largemouth bass shouted mean things to me. Your mother is a brontosaurus. You're extinct. I don't stink. No, he said you're extinct. The small bass just whispered behind my back. He's so prehistoric. But there were still plenty of things to do and learn. We read stories, One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish, and sing songs, Oh, MacDonald had a lake, E-I-E-I-O, and in his lake he had some trout, E-I-E-I-O, with a blah, blah, blah here and a blah, blah, blah there, I-E-O, I-E-O. We took historical field trips and sampled tasty aquatic plants. A touch of algae would go well with this, said Ernest. After snack time, I played tug of war with the fishermen. They kept calling me the big one that got away. They were holding on to their boat. They were holding on to the ladder. They were holding on to the fish pole. Finally, at lunch, I spotted some fish that looked a little like me. I decided it was worth a try. Hello, my name is Ernest. Mind if I join you? We hit it off right away. They said they were Strunch, the biggest fish in the lake.
Well, we used to be, anyway.
Well, we spent the whole lunch hour together trading goodies, telling jokes. Try this, with a lynch insect larva on the top. You'll absolutely love it. Here's one. Which fish are the smartest? The ones that swim in school. No, seriously. Which fish are the brightest in the lake? Sunfish. Get it? The brightest. The brightest. Gotcha again. I'm playing games. Somehow, I always lost at hide and seek. Now remember, Ernest is pretty big. Almost like your little dinosaur. Well, as we were making one game along the shore, I spotted a familiar shape shining in the afternoon sun. A creature with strong curves, scales like mine, and a roar that shook the sky. Hello, my name is Ernest. What's your name? Never mind. But that gave me an idea. It said, Ride the Diving Dragon. He looked up, boys and girls, and he saw this roller coaster. And the kids were going, oh! An idea came across. Now, with a little imagination and my new friends, this new school was working out just fine. He laid down, and he had all of the fish go up and down and up and down on his curves. And at the end of the day, little Nessie was right there waiting for me, and so was Mom. I couldn't wait to tell them about my day. And my plans for tomorrow. So boys and girls, he was having fun. Wasn't sure about it at first, but then he used his imagination, and guess what happened? He was able to make sure that his friends had fun with him, just like he was having friends with them. Well, we have another book called When I Was Little. I know, boys and girls, all of you were little, but you're not little anymore because you are going to school. And you might feel like you're too big to sit on your mommy or daddy's lap, or you're too big to take a bottle anymore, or you're too big to have your mommy or daddy cut up your food. Well, this is a little boy, a book about a little boy too, and this was by Toyomi Igis, and it was illustrated by Higgins Bond. And the publisher is Jess S. Are you getting sleepy? Are you sleeping? Well, maybe you might want to know, how would you know if it's coming to you? Well, let's hear with this little song, and maybe this might let you know. I know that you're not ready. I'm sure not.
All around the world, the boys and girls are starting to feel sleepy.
Now, when are we going to hear that story?
We've had lots of fun. Day is almost done. And now I think it's time for sleeping, dreaming, snoozing, snoring. The hours will rush by, then you'll open up your eyes for another day, for a
said that you're not quite ready to fall asleep, so let's read this book, When I Was Little, because no one out there is ready to go to bed yet, except for boys and girls. Don't you know that Grandpa Robert's always started snoring even before we finished with the last book? And this is a story about Grandpa. So let's start. It was nice where Grandpa Will lived. Do you know where Grandpa lives? I think a lot of times when we go see Grandpa, we always have to get in the car. And of course, we have to buckle up, because we want to be safe. Well, when I was little, Grandpa Will explained, there was no house along the river, and there were no fancy docks or condos like those over there. You probably heard Grandpa talk about, oh, the good old days. Fact is, there was no such thing. as a condo. When I was little, there was just this old pier, the river, and plenty of fish. Now Noel walked to the end of the dock and tried to imagine what his grandpa was saying. The river was just trees and bushes and no houses? How did the riverbank look back then? Were there dinosaurs around when you were little? He asked. Grandpa laughed. No, son, there were no dinosaurs. The dinosaurs were long gone, but things were different back then. Why, when I was little, there was a big oak tree over there, you see? Well, that old tree had long, thick branches that hung out over the water. My grandpa used to tie a rope onto one of those branches, and we kids would use it for a swing. We used to swing out over the water and jump off. Oh, can you imagine, boys and girls? Blast right into the water. Oh, that sounds like fun. Well, Noel wished that the tree was still there so he could try it. Of course, he'd have to learn how to swim first. I think that would probably be a good thing. Yeah, it was lots of fun, Grandpa said. Oh, I can just remember the sound. Sound. Splash. Especially on a hot day like today. Now, Grandpa Wilt started to fix a hook to the end of Noel's fishing line. Did you go swimming every day when you were little, Grandpa? Sure did, son. How else could we keep cool in the summer? See, when I was little, we didn't have air conditioning or even refrigerators. No refrigerator? Noel found that hard to believe. How did you keep ice cream frozen or the milk in the soda cold? Well, when I was little, Mama used to send us kids down to the store with a quarter to buy a big block of ice. The ice man would put it in our wagon, and we'd drag it home. Mama would put the ice in the ice bucket to keep our food cold. But the best part was sucking on the little chips of ice that Mama would let us keep. Boy, Grandpa, that sounds like fun, too. Noel trying to imagine going to the store to buy ice. There was a lot of traffic where he lived, so his mother wouldn't let him go to the store to buy anything. Not till he was bigger anyway. Sounds like fun, huh? Well, maybe so, but it still was another chore to us. Boy, it seemed like we had a million chores to do when I was little. Hauling ice, tending the garden, washing clothes. Oh, I know. What you did, Grandpa? I've seen it on TV. You had to wash your clothes in the river? Right? Like pioneers? Kind of like that, Grandpa Will smiled. Except you had to help Mama scrub the clothes on a washboard in a big tub. Mama would rub the clothes up and down, till they were clean. Then we'd hang them out on the line to dry in the sun. Well, as his grandpa talked, Noel tried to figure out how people wash their clothes by hand on the board. He and his mother always did their laundry at the corner laundry mat. All they had to do was put the clothes in a washing machine, and then the machine did all the work. Grandpa, what else was different when you were little? Asked Noel. Well, Grandpa pulled a worm out of his can and started to bait Noel's fishing line, Noel watching him carefully. One day he was going to learn how to do that. Well, Grandpa said, when I was little, do you know what we did? We didn't have even a telephone. What? Noel couldn't imagine that. Without a phone? How could he call his mom from Grandpa's house? Or talk to Grandpa Will when he went home? How could he talk to his best friend, JoJo?
who live four blocks, walking blocks, away. Now, Grandpa Will saw the confused look on his Noel's face, and he started to laugh. No, what I meant, son, is that the telephones were invented, but only rich people could afford to buy them. My family didn't have one. I remember Miss Johnson down the street had a phone, and she let us use it in our emergency. Telephones looked a lot different back then, too. When I was little, we didn't have all those fancy colors and push buttons. Most of the phones were black, and they had what you call a rotary dial, or no dials at all. Then how did you talk to people, Grandpa? Why, we write letters or send telegrams to people who were far away. And if our friends weren't far away, well, then we just go and visit them. People did a lot more of that in those days, visiting folks. I mean, in the evening after work and school, there wasn't much else to do. We didn't have a television, or it seemed like we had a lot more time on our hands. You didn't have a TV either, Grandpa? No cartoons? Boy, that must have been awful. No, Noelle, it wasn't awful. You can't miss what you never had. The grown-ups would sit on the porch after dinner and talk, while we kids would run trying to catch the lightning bugs. Sometimes we'd all gathered in the living room and listened to the radio. The radio was our TV. When I was little, we'd listen to the comedy shows and just laugh and have a good time. Or sometimes Uncle Hoot would pull out his Fat Walker radio records and play music on his phonograph. A phonograph is a record player, like a CD player. But when I was little, you had to wind it up to make it good. Noel loved to dance, so he thought life might not be so bad without a TV. As long as he had his music, he could almost see it. Grandpa dancing and Uncle Hoot being the DJ. Fat Walker? Noel wondered if he was a rapper. He asked his grandpa. Grandpa? Will? Without a big belly laugh and hugged Noel. Was Fat Walker a rapper? Well, in a way, I guess he was. The two fishermen lowered their lines into the calm, clear water. They breathed in the fresh, green smell of the river, and they waited for the fish to bite. Suddenly, the stillness was broken by the sound of a jet plane flying overhead. Noel looked up. He had flown on a plane just like that to visit his grandpa. I bet you didn't have an airplane either when you were little, right, Grandpa? Grandpa looked up. Well, we did, but... Noel interrupted. When you were little? Grandpa smiled. Yep. When I was little, the planes were smaller and had propellers in front of them They helped them go, and they made lots of noise. But you're right, son. There were no jet planes and no rocket or space shuttles either. When people went, somehow they mostly traveled on trains. Here in the country, though, we rode on wagons pulled by our horses. What about cars? Didn't you have cars when you were little? Noel asked. Oh, some folks had cars, but most of us couldn't afford them back then. I remember the first time I rode an automobile. It was a Model A. And the car belonged to Reverend Gibbs. Once, when I stayed late after Sunday school, the Reverend took me home in his brand new automobile. I was so excited. The automobiles were all new and shiny and smelled like leather. I got in and he started up the car. Let me tell you, I was never so scared in all of my life. We were going so fast, and the car was so noisy. Yes, sir, you'd have a lot of things now that we didn't have when I was little. No jets, no cars, no washing machine or drivers. No television or VCR or video games.
no cassette tapes, CDs, or stereos. Why, when I was little, we didn't even have an indoor toilet. Ooh! Indoor toilet? We had to go outside to the outhouse to go to the bathroom. Boy, did I hate going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, in the dark and the cold through snow or rain. That cold, old outhouse was the scariest place at night. No indoor bathroom. Grandpa Will laughed at the memory. Life really was different when he was little. Noel watched the river current pool and tug on his fishing line and thought about everything his grandpa told him. He thought about how much fun it would have been to go swimming into the river or even swinging into the river. He wondered if the ice they put in the grandpa's ice bucket taste any different from the ice cubes he got out of the freezer. And he thought it would really be neat to travel around in a horse-drawn wagon. But what would life really be like without refrigerators and television, without spaceships and rockets, VCRs and video games, to go to the bathroom alone in the dark, cold? Well, finally he said, Grandpa, it sounds like fun. We had lots of fun, but think I'm glad I wasn't little when you were little. Suddenly, Noel's fishing line pulled tight. Grandpa Will helped Neil quickly reeled it into his line. A big old crappy was dangling off the other end of it. Look, Grandpa, Noel said, look, I caught one. Noel struggled to hold into the wiggly fish that looked almost as big as he was. Grandpa Will smiled, remembering his own first catch. Things sure are different now, he said, hugging his grandson, but it's good to see that the important things are still the same. Boys and girls, it is good to be able to have some of the things just like it was during those times. Because each time is special for everyone. Well, are you sleepy yet?
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Oh, are you yawning, boys and girls? Are you tired? Well, some of you have already fallen asleep. Now, you know it's something that, of course, mommies and daddies don't want to see your eyes closed or your teddy bear just at the side kind of already tilting their head to the pillow. And you already don't want to see them, just their mouth just a little bit open, and you don't hear any questions on Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories with Lake Radio Network. I know you still don't want to go to sleep. Just like a star, you're so special. And Kareem Bailey Ray knows exactly how to say it. And I want to thank you so much for joining us again today. And I hope and I trust that your first day of school will be just as much
fun as the sea monster.
Just like a star across my sky, just like an angel off the page, you have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands, all to love you. Still I wonder why it is I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel
good night, Bella, and also good night, Duncan, and of course, good night, Tony. Good night, Jason, and oh, we can't forget Rebecca. Good night, Rebecca, and little Jimmy. Little Jimmy's been really good. He's already brushed his teeth all on his own, is what his mommy told me.
From tonight I know that you're the only one. I've been confused and in the dark. Now I understand. Yeah,
and good night, Haley. And good night, Rachel. Oh, there's Alan. Alan's already dropped his favorite truck. I want to thank you so much for joining us again. And make sure that you know the books that we read, just in case you want to go on Amazon.com and purchase them. Five Little Ducks. Designed by God, so I must be special. When I was little. And Sea Monster's First Day. We'll be all rested for that first day of school tomorrow. And some of you are just getting ready to come in because you're on the West Coast. Good night, Baby. Good night, Brenda. And also, good night, Marion, and Pat, and little Canine, and Renee, and Star, and Shauna. Good night. Block Talk Radio, we thank you so much for joining us. Good night. Believe in yourself. And we'll let Randy Newman just see us out because you've got a friend, because that's what you're going to have.
You got a friend in me. You got up ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old pal said, boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah,
you've got a friend in me. Good night.